Good day. Welcome to a Durban Christian Centre South Ministry message. Durban Christian Centre was established by Dr. Fred and Nellie Roberts as a house of prayer for all nations and truly is a place where miracles happen. Our focus is to win the lost and to make disciples of all nations. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Amen. So praise the Lord. So come see if he'll pay back the money. Amen. It's going to be funny. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. God bless you. I want you to turn with me in your Bible to the book of Job, chapter 14. Job chapter 14. And we're going to read verse 1 together. And I've entitled the message God laid on my heart for you this morning, Problem Solver. Hallelujah. Problem Solver. Praise God. Job chapter 14, verse 1, while you're turning there, say with me, Jesus said, I have what I say. The power of life and death is in my mouth. Therefore, I speak words of life and not of death, of health and not of sickness, of wealth and not poverty, of blessing and not the curse, of faith and not unbelief. I believe. Therefore I speak, and I shall eat the fruit of my lips, for faith pleases God. Amen. Amen. Job chapter 14 verse 1, problem solver. Job 14 verse 1, man who is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. I tell you what. One thing that you for sure know, that if you're born into this world, you got troubles. Amen. There's not one man on this earth who's not faced troubles. Man's days are few and full of troubles. But thank God he's created us to be a trouble solver. There's not one machine that's ever been created that wasn't made specifically to address the problem, to bring a solution. And that's why God has placed us here. You are here to make things right. You are here to solve the problem. You are here to have a godly influence. We are here to bring blessing and to bring life. The Bible says, blessed is the man who, when passing through the valley of Baca, makes it a spring, makes it a well. The valley of Baca is a dry desert valley where there was no life, a terrible place to be. But the Bible says, blessed is the man who passing through it makes it a well. You are in your situation to make it a well. God's going to cause blessing to spring forth from the very valley that you are finding yourself in today. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. We will have trouble in life. In fact, the Apostle Peter said, think it not strange. Don't think it's strange when you have trouble. We act many times like we never thought it would ever happen. Amen. But Peter said, don't think it's strange. It's not strange. I'm prophesying to you, you're going to have trouble this week. It's a safe prophecy. Nobody will be able to call me a false prophet. Amen. Because man's days are few and full of troubles. But, you know, don't think it's strange. Peter says in 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange things happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. I prophesy there will be troubles, but his glory will be revealed, and you'll be glad with exceeding joy. Hallelujah. Oh, I can see you weren't ready for this word this morning. Amen. Listen, the anointing is on you to destroy the yoke. Be glad. No matter what you're going through, the hand of God is on you to turn it into a blessing. God placed you where you are because he wants you to bring a blessing to the stressing. Hallelujah. No matter how bad the trouble is, because there's a problem, God has caused the solution to come. We are not here in Wentworth. God did not send us to start a church here because it's the most wonderful place on earth. Everybody's Christians. And we, no, God called us to start a church here because Wentworth needs to be saved. Wentworth needs to be discipled. And thank God that's why we're in this church, because we are discipling nations. Amen. And I'm just so thankful for this church who's joined in the message, who's joined in the discipleship. Hallelujah. Who's taking this kingdom forward. Amen. And that's what we are here for. We are here as problem solvers. Hallelujah. We are the light of the world. Somebody say amen. You know, each and every one, you are not here by accident. God placed you where you are as a significant person to bring a solution. Hallelujah. You are significant. And everything that God creates has a purpose. I remember just thinking about Justin when he was small. I'll never forget the first time I bought him one of these big trucks as a remote control truck. I bought him a small one when he was very small, and I learned not to use too small. But later on when he became bigger, I bought him a nice big 4x4 truck remote control. And I was so excited and gave it to him. And the next day I arrived home and he had pulled it apart. One wheel's lying there, the motor's lying there, the gearbox lying there. And to my amazement, he put it all back together again. And he pulls it apart again. But in that time, Justin discovered that Dad's got a toolbox. Amen. And so he's always digging in my tools. And I was always, where's my tools? What's happened to my tools? And of course, Justin never knows where my tools are. I'll never forget the one morning, my Bucky, I had a 1400 Nissan Bucky. And there was something wrong with her handbrake, so I jacked it up and I was working on it. And comes to, I'm almost finished and I need a number 13 spanner. How many of you know if you've got a number 13 spanner, you can fix any car in the world? Amen. And so I need a number 13. And I go to my toolbox and the number 13 is missing. And I ask Justin, where's my number 13? He don't know nothing. He didn't even know such a tool existed. Amen. But I tell you what, because that tool was not in my toolbox, I had to leave the car on the jack. And I had to find a way without a car to a friend's house to go and borrow a number 13 spanner. Because that spanner is significant. Amen. And each and every one of us have a significant place in the kingdom of God. Everybody say with me, I'm crucial and significant. You see, what you do influences the world. So look at me and say, oh, Pastor Johnny, you don't know. I live right down here by, you know, in my little street in the back corner of Wentworth. How can I be changing the world? Let me tell you, your life will change the world. Amen. You are significant. You can't say, well, you know, I'm just playing a small part. We need you and God needs you. And he has placed you here. Jesus didn't say you are the light of your neighborhood. He didn't say you're the light of your village. He said you're the light of the world. Hallelujah. This, you're the salt of the earth. Amen. All the world is influenced. I am a world influencer. You are a world influencer. Everything we do is significant. Think about this. Paul was in jail. And they were plotting to kill Paul. But Paul's little nephew, he was being ignored because just a little one running to and fro. And he was giving Paul some food and all that. And he was in the corridors. And while he's walking, of course, the soldiers don't think about him. The scribes and Pharisees don't think about this little boy. He overhears them tell that tomorrow morning, first thing, they're going to kill Paul. So this little nephew of Paul runs to tell Paul about it. So Paul calls the captain of the guard. He said, this little boy must tell you something. So his nephew tells the guard. And of course, the guard immediately arranges a whole troop of soldiers and horses. And under the cover of night, he takes Paul and he takes him off into another city. And Paul's life was spared. Paul's life was spared because that little nephew had a significant role to play. Hallelujah. That little nephew didn't think that he's a world changer. But what that little nephew of Paul did, changed the church. Amen. Changed the nation. Changed the world. Until today, we are reading everything that happened from Paul's life. That little boy was a significant minister in Paul's life. Somebody say amen. You see, that influence stretched way past what he thought it is. And so each and every one of us are an influence. Amen. God has placed us here for a reason. So there's problems everywhere, but that's why I'm here. Amen. God placed you right there in the middle of your situation because you're a blessing. Everybody say, I'm a blessing. I'm a problem solver. I'm a solution to this situation. Hallelujah. Because the anointing is on you. You see, that's how God works. He brings you and I into this world so that we can make a difference. Somebody say amen. Think of it. Even Jesus came because there was a problem. Jesus said, the Bible says, he came to seek and save the lost. He came to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. And so we have a part to play. Christians are mistaken when they think that everything's going to be easy. How many of you have at times thought, well, things are going to be easy? They promise you something, and oh man, you look forward. At last, utopia has come. And just to get there, like we heard Raleigh Cholela said, God tells you about the honey and the milk, but don't tell about the giants. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to have the giants, but thank God that the milk and the honey is also there. Praise the Lord. You are here to be a problem solver. Amen. You're the salt. Something about salt. Salt has to dissolve into the food. Amen. It doesn't stay nice, white salt. It dissolves. It gives itself. It changes what it goes into. And so God has anointed us. We need to overcome. God doesn't say, listen, I'll remove and make it easy for you. He says, I'll empower you to overcome. Amen. And so, man's days are few and full of trouble. But don't worry about it. You've been anointed to change your situation. You've been anointed to break the bondage. Amen. Destroy the shackles. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Don't let troubles in your circumstances define you. You're not poor because you have no money. You are not a loser because you lost a battle. Amen. You are who God says you are. Be careful what voice you listen to. If I think about Eve, that the enemy comes to Eve and says to Eve, listen, Eve, you shame, man, poor Eve, you don't have the knowledge of good and evil. You've been lied to, Eve. You lack Eve. And she forgets, and she listens to that voice. She forgets that God told her, you have all that you ever need. Amen. That you are beautiful, that you are perfect, made in my image, my likeness. Amen. She forgot that God said she's got absolutely no need. And the moment she believed that enemy, he got her off onto the wrong track. You are not losing, you are winning. Amen. You're not a victim, you're a conqueror. Somebody say hallelujah. You're a lion. Amen. God says, you're a lion. You say, well, I don't feel like a lion. God said, I didn't ask you how you feel. I'm telling you who you are. Amen. When you look into this word, you discover who you are. This word is a mirror. Amen. This word reflects who you really are. Because when you look in this word, it tells you who you are. Amen. The word tells you who you are. The enemy tells you lies. That's what God says to Eve, who told you? Amen. She believed a lie. And so the Bible says, if you look into this word, it reveals who you are. Amen. And it says a man that looks into this word and then turns, it's a mirror. It's like a man who looks in a mirror. And then when he turns, he forgets who he is. That's the man who looks into the word and doesn't do what the word says he can do. Amen. He's a man that sees you who God says he is, but then he decides he is not. He forgets that. But thank God I've looked into the word. I've discovered who I am. I confess who I am. I walk in the newness of life. Somebody say amen. When I look at the word of God says I'm a lion. The Bible says the righteous are bold as a lion. You're a lion, amen. You're not a victim, you're a lion. A lion is bold. A lion captures its prey. Amen. A lion catches the promises. A lion takes the opportunity when it comes. Thank God we are lions. Amen. You're not a victim. You're a victor. You're not a product. The world wants to tell you you're a product of your circumstance, but God tells you you're a product of His promise. Amen. I'm a product of the Word of God. The righteous are bold as a lion. When a lion roars, that they say that part of why the lions catch their prey is because when he roars, that buck gets such a fright that they go into semi-shock. Amen. Because he induces fear into his enemy. And so it gets paralyzed. I don't know if you've seen that clip on YouTube about a lion and a crocodile. And there's this buffalo that this little pride of lions had caught, and it's next to the river like that. And they're busy eating, and the next moment this huge crocodile comes out of the water, and he comes towards, and he wants to come and grab the prey. And this lion walks over and just stands in front of him. Now I tell you, crocodile's a reptile, not scared of anything. That lion came and stood in front of that crocodile, and he roared at him. You could see the crocodile like take a step back, but he stood where he is, and the lion roared again. The lion decided, I'm the lion. I roar. Amen. And he roared, and that crocodile backed down, and he roared again. The crocodile backed down. Eventually, the lion was standing this deep in the water, roaring at that crocodile. He roared one more time. That crocodile turned and swam away because he stood his ground. Amen. You know, the Bible says the enemy comes against you like a roaring lion. He roars against you. He comes to intimidate us. But thank God we can come against him as well. Amen. What must you do when the enemy roars against you? You roar back. Somebody say, roar back. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Amen. When things go against you, you roar back. You don't allow the enemy to intimidate you. You don't turn your back. Amen. You roar straight back against them. Amen. Somebody say, roar back. Don't let the enemy drive you from your place. How does a Christian roar? Of course, you know, the question is, why does a lion roar? It's because he cannot speak. Amen. And as a Christian, we don't roar. What do? We speak the word. When you speak the word in the spirit, you are roaring. The enemy roars against you with sickness or poverty or oppression or depression and things, family situations. When he roars, stand your ground and roar back at him. Amen. You stand your ground. You speak the word of God. When you talk by the Spirit of God, you are roaring in the Spirit. And the Bible says when you stand against your enemy, he will flee from you as in terror. Listen, when your mouth is shut, you cannot roar. Amen. Either you roar or he roars. Thank God in my home, I roar. Hallelujah. We roar in our homes. We are the believers. Amen. We stand with what the Word of God says. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Learn to love who God says you are. God says you're a king. God says you're a lion. God says you're a conqueror. God says you're an overcomer. Amen. God says you're a son and you're an heir. When the enemy comes to intimidate you, you stand your ground. Amen. I was blessed, and we need to also pray for him. I went to go pray for Brother Derek. How many of you know Brother Derek and Manitha? I went to go pray for him in the hospital. They said, please go pray for him. He's not doing well at all. And I went to go pray for him, and I found him on the bed, but not in the hospital. He was on the bed, but he was in Christ. Hallelujah. I found him out. I tell you what, I was so blessed by the time I left. He encouraged me. Amen. I walked in and said, Pastor Johnny, they got me on this bed. They say they're going to do this and this with me, and I'm going to be in the hospital. He said, I'm booking myself out.
He said, I'm not living in this. I'm living in the promise of God. I'm living what God has given me to live. Amen. I'm not going to let the last days of my life be under these circumstances. I'm going to live like God has given me to live. Amen. He was roaring back at the enemy. Tell your neighbor, roar back, man. Amen. Don't let the enemy have the last word. You get the word in your mouth and you roar straight back at him. God has given you the land that you are standing on. Amen. We have a voice. Think of a baby when a baby is born. That baby is born and they don't view that. They don't view that birth as complete until that baby gets a spank and he starts crying. Until he cries, he's not there. Until you got a voice, you don't exist. Amen. Everybody say, I've got a voice. I'm significant. God has placed me in my family. You are anointed of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come on you. So we roar against the enemy. You stand your ground. You stand with what God has given you. You speak the word back over your situation. Amen. You know, we're not supposed to be crying. I'm so glad I'm in a family that don't allow each other to cry too much. You know, in my family, you must be careful who you go cry to. The last person you want to, you're allowed to cry, okay? You're allowed to cry a little bit. The worst person you can go cry to is somebody who's going to say, well, there, you see, the word of God doesn't work. Last person you should be crying on. Amen. In my family, I feel like crying a tear. I was like, oh, Jesus. Yeah, okay, John, I understand. Stand up. Amen. Roar back. Hallelujah. So don't stay in the tear cycle too long. Amen. I think you should cry for as long as the breath would take. Hallelujah. So cry well while you're crying that one breath. Amen. You finish and say, okay, now it's you and me, enemy. Now I'm standing my ground. Now I'm taking my ground. I want to say to you this morning, God says you're a lion. God says roar back. God says you've got troubles, and it doesn't matter that you got troubles. He's not surprised. You shouldn't have got surprised either. Hallelujah. Man's days are few and full of troubles, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Hallelujah. So no matter where you are, God has anointed you to change your family. Change your business. Amen. Change your home. Change your company. Change everything around you. That's what the anointing of God is on you for. Hallelujah. When that lion came and roared against Samson, he took it and he tore it. It's very interesting that when that lion roared against Samson, he didn't strike it with a sword or kill it or hit it on the head with a rock, or you know, what did Samson do? How did he deal with that lion? He grabbed it in its mouth. The very word the enemy was speaking against him, he ripped it apart. Hallelujah. That lion was no roaring no more. Amen. Glory to God. So God is saying to you today, you have trouble. And this is, I believe God is wanting to encourage you. The fact that you're having trouble doesn't mean you don't have a testimony. Amen. The fact that you're in trouble doesn't mean that you're a loser. The fact you're in trouble means God has placed you there, because the Bible says God sets the borders of your habitation. Everybody say with me, I'm not where I am by chance. It's God who set the borders of my habitation. There's believers who think that the devil put them where they are. The devil caused them to be born and went with. The devil caused you to live. No, the Bible says the footsteps of the righteous are order of God. Everybody say to me, I am where God placed me. I've been anointed to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. Right there in your situation where you are, let the word come forth from your innermost being. Speak that word of God. Hallelujah. Roar against your enemy. And today I release the anointing on you to roar against your enemy. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Amen. Listen to me. Jesus made it possible. You make it happen. The things that Jesus prepared for us, until you speak it, it cannot come to pass. That's how you got saved. Think about it. You got saved. You said, Jesus is Lord of my life. When you said that, did you feel like a big conqueror? No, man, you still felt like a sinner. Come on now. Look at me like, oh, Pastor Johnny, I was saved before I was born. Don't you know? No. When you said those words initially, you were roaring against the enemy. Amen. You spoke those words and God watched over that word. You didn't realize what a mighty roar that was. You didn't realize what a mighty power, because from that day, your life was changed forever. Amen. In that very moment. So Jesus makes it possible, but you make it happen. Amen. I want to say one last thing before I close. Sunday is good, but Monday is better. Sunday is good, but Monday is better. Sunday, you're looking at that brochure of that nice new car you want to buy. But Monday, you get it. Hallelujah. So Sunday is good because the choir is singing. It's all wonderful. Hallelujah. I hear Brother Winston singing, the God of the day is the God of the night. And I'm blessed. Amen. And I'm strengthened. Sunday is good. But Monday is opportunity. Monday is better. Hallelujah. Monday, my faith activates. And I take a hold of what God has given to me. Amen. Despite your feelings, no matter how you feel, no matter who stands, as long as you stand with God. Hallelujah. And so I want to say to you today, roar like a lion. I think I'll preach here on this side. You guys seem to say, hallelujah. We'll have our own service. Amen. Durban Christian Center, West Wing. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what I believe God is saying to you? Stop letting your situation intimidate you. Stop letting the circumstance that you are in determine what is ahead of you and what God has called you for. Arise and shine. Roar in the midst of your situation. You are there on purpose. God has anointed you for it. Amen. Say thank you. Hallelujah. Now you here today, you need a miracle. Lift your hand right now in the name of Jesus. And I want you to say with me, thank you, Lord. You've anointed me with power and authority of all the works of the enemies. I declare that I'm prosperous, that I'm blessed, that I'm healthy. My family are blessed. My children are blessed. I'm strengthened with might. Your hands on me for good, and I'm more than a conqueror. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. My children are blessed. My business is blessed. My finance is blessed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, those who got, sickness in your body, I want you to lift your hand right now. Say with me, thank you, Heavenly Father. I confess today that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. Healing is the children's bread. I'm healthy. I'm delivered in Jesus' name. Now I speak to that diabetes. I speak to that heart condition. I speak to that lung condition. I speak to that kidney condition. That condition in the bones. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for healing in this house today. We command health to spring forth, even for Derek right now, Father. Even by the confession of his mouth, we thank you that you raise him up off that sick bed, completely whole. Lord, that he's restored. We rebuke cancer. We rebuke it. We rebuke leukemia. We rebuke blood cancer. We rebuke tumors. We rebuke every disease. And we command you in Jesus' name, bow your knee out of the people of God, out of Derek's life. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Lord, release healing. Thank you for your blessing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mighty anointing. I command this body be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you for life. Thank you for life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Spring forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Everybody say, I'm a lion. I roar against my enemies. I destroy him in the name of the Lord. He came against me, but I rose up in the name of the Lord and I destroyed him. Somebody say amen. Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord and walks in his ways. You will eat the labor of your hands. You shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house. Your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Spoke this word. And I pray that not one person in the sound of my voice will see themselves as a victim. We'll go back to live in a circumstance. But Lord, as we go back into our homes, as we go back into our families, we go with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We go with the power of your Spirit. And I thank you. We go to roar against our enemies. Thank you for quickening your word to every life. I decree that each and every one are more than a conqueror. I command you to rise up. Take your place in God and stand in a place of victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Everybody say with me, Sunday is good, but Monday is better. Sunday was good, but Monday is better for me. This week, I decree in Jesus' name, every circumstance will bow its knee. Every situation shall be changed, and you will eat the fruit of your lips. In Jesus' name, somebody say, amen. Come on, stand and give the Lord a praise.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.